Audio is running.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I'd like to call the Education Committee meeting to order. The time is 10:33. First item on the agenda is roll call.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Speaker Pratt.
Present.
Chair Goodfox.
Present. Congressman Walker, will you say our prayer?
Sure. Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for this day. Thank you for the spring weather, Lord, and thank you for the recent rains. I just ask that you look after, especially the firefighters that are so busy during this time of year, Lord, and you know, just keep them safe. Lord, I just ask that you look after, you know, everybody that's struggling, everybody that's sick in mourning. I know it's halfway around the world, Lord, but I just want to take the opportunity to pray for the Ukrainians and everything that's going on over there. It's just crazy. Lord, I just ask that you help us get through the business at hand. Lead us, guide us, help us make decisions that benefit those that we serve, Lord. Lord, I just ask all of these things in your son's Jesus' name's name. Amen.
Thank you. Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes. We have minutes from September 30th.
What kind of meeting? Yeah, like four of them.
Motion to approve the minutes from September 30 is presented.
Is there a second? Motion dies for
second.
Lack of a second.
Motion to approve the minutes.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Yes.
Minutes are approved. Next item on the agenda is consideration of ONCA 21-106, an act to amend 11 ONC 4-102 of the Higher Education Scholarship Fund to increase the amount per credit hour at research universities and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. You have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. ONCA 21-106 is to increase the amount per credit hour for the Osage Nation Higher Education Scholarship. Current law, 15 ONC 4-102B, allows for the following. Associate universities are allowed per credit hour at $157.50. It's $157.50. Bachelorette. Colleges are $304.50, $304.50. Research universities are $346.50. And professional or graduate universities are $378 per credit hour. At the time we did our analysis, which I believe holds up today as well, the total cost per credit hour is as follows. For associate colleges is $139, which is less than current law allows per credit hour. And that is based on the mean cost at Oklahoma City Community College and Tulsa Community College, which are the largest associate colleges in the state of Oklahoma. The next Carnegie classification is $294.50, which is again less than the current law per credit hour allows, and that is based on tuition at the University of Science and Arts and Rogers State University, the two most expensive at the time. Research universities, this is the one Carnegie classification that would be changing, and that would change to $388 per credit hour. Current law is $346. So Osage law currently does not afford enough to cover the cost of 12 credit hours at a research university. The current cost per credit hour at a research university, which traditionally and what we've looked at is the highest in-state tuition at one of the main universities in the state of Oklahoma, currently that is set at $387.97, so $388, which is the proposed amendment today, would cover that cost. And the professional or graduate level degrees are currently at $357 by our calculations, which is less than the current amount allowed for in Osage law, which is $378. So based on the analysis we've done, both myself, budget analysts has also looked at this, the only Carnegie classification that would need an increase right now where one is warranted is the research university level, which is the only level that is proposed in this amendment. Open to any questions and happy to entertain.
Committee. Congressman Walker.
There is a fiscal analysis and it does estimate there would be about a $600,000 increase to the Higher Education Scholarship Fund on an annual basis. I know that, you know, it's not setting something in stone, but we have, in my opinion, set a precedent to match the amount per credit hour, and this is doing that. I'm in support of this bill.
Anyone else?
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Congressman Walker, as well. I saw that in the fiscal analysis. I believe that assumes, and Mr. Jordan can speak to that if necessary, but that would assume that enrollment stays steady. If you look at the report from Scholarship America, you can actually see a declining trend. We are receiving fewer applications on an annual basis. So potentially that would not be as large as the fiscal analysis would be considering at this time. But yes, there will be a fiscal impact, and I appreciate acknowledging that we've always tried to keep pace with the research university.
Anyone else? Okay, so I have discussion on it. I'm in support of an increase, and I hear things like warranted. I'm in favor of an increase for our Osage students, no matter where they go to school, whether they're going to welding school or a research university or a two-year university. And I don't know how many research universities we have in the state of Oklahoma. Obviously, OU and OSU. We have a lot of Osages that, you know, they don't go to OU and OSU. They just can't, or don't want to. But they're just as, you know, the scholarship is not just to pay for the school, right? It's not. They use that money for other things. And we talk about the pandemic and the things going up. So your single mothers who may not be able to attend OSU, who are working and also trying to go to school and paying for their gas to get to and from school because they're not doing online, well, in my opinion, that we need to be considering that. Because not everyone spends all of their dollars and cents with this scholarship money just paying for books, tuition, and fees. They also use some of that money for expenses like getting to and from school. And so I want us to remember them. I want us to remember them. And I know a lot of folks that would love to go to a research university like OU or OSU, but for whatever reason, they're waitlisted or they weren't able to get in. And so they're working their way up to a four-year school from maybe a two-year, but maybe they're never going to go to a research university. And I think that if we're going to consider an increase, it needs to be for all Osage students, no matter where they're going to school. Because we've talked about the cost of everything going up, the cost for gas, the cost for that parent who's having to grab something to eat on their way home. You know, that's gone up too. So I'm in favor of our education dollars going up, but I'm not in favor of just a select group of people who are fortunate enough to get into, you know, OU and OSU, because it's hard to get into those schools. So I'm not in favor of just an increase for them. We either are gonna, in my opinion, provide an increase to all of our Osage students, and not just the ones going to a regular school, but the people that are going to welding school. Maybe they're looking at becoming a, you know, some sort of trade school. But that's where I stand. I don't know if that's important to anyone else. If we put it for a vote or we look at the amendment, but to see what the fiscal impact would be on adjusting it for everyone to get an increase, you know. But that's, anyways, I just wanted to say that much. That's how I feel.
Madam Chair.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I respect that. By no means is this leaving anybody out. And that's certainly not the intent behind the legislation. Every other Carnegie classification is already receiving more than what it costs for tuition. So this amendment only impacts the research university to get them to at least cover the cost of tuition, which it currently does not do. Congresswoman Goodfox, if you would like to sponsor an amendment to increase all four classifications beyond the cost, I would be certainly happy to entertain that discussion, probably would support it, because I recognize that. But that wouldn't take place in this bill. This bill is strictly just to get us to the tuition level. If you would like to go above and beyond, I would meet you there. I would be for it. More specifically with career tech, that would be in a separate section of law as well, but I agree. We do need to be doing that as well. This bill specifically only deals with making sure that any student who would like to go to an associate college, a regional university, or a research university, or is working on their graduate level work, that at least the cost of tuition is covered, which all of the other three Carnegie classifications currently exceed the cost, with the exception of the research university. So I would urge you to support this. I urge all my colleagues to support this. But Congressman Goodfox, if we want to go and beyond, I'm happy to have that discussion with you as well.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Congressman Potts, for sponsoring this bill and thinking of those Osage students that it affects. And I do agree with Congresswoman Goodfox, and I don't know if we're not intentionally neglecting those students, but you know, here in this community and outside the community regionally, I talk to a lot of kids that, you know, They don't want to go to OU or OSU. They want to go learn a trade. And so I agree with that, whether they want to learn how to weld, whether they want to learn how to be HVAC, plumbers, electricians, just trade schools, you know, because, you know, dropout rates are what they are. I know we send a lot of students to, because I see them, we'll send them to research universities, and I'll see them maybe at the fitness center, and they come back, and I'm like, are you still in school? Everything okay? Nah, just didn't work out for whatever reason. And so I said, well, what are you going to do next? They said, well, I want to look at maybe a trade school. And I think we could probably do a better job of educating our kids while they're in high school of exactly what it is going to a research university. What's it going to take for you to go to TU, OU, OSU? Because it is different. It definitely, trust me, it is. And I know the costs of everything, as Congresswoman Goodfox talked about, the commuters, the food, the wear and tear of having kids, trying to get educated. But this bill, if there could be another bill that supplemented the, I don't know where we get those numbers. I guess Congresswoman Goodfox reach out to the education department and find out how many of our students are enrolled in those trade schools, vocational schools, VOTEC, and make sure that they're getting the same amount of increase. And then we'd have to do a fiscal analysis, I would suspect, with Mr. Fraser, once we had those numbers, and see if we could increase those amounts. So I'd be supportive of that. Not that I'm not supportive of Congressman Potts's bill, but it does seem like we're leaving out, not intentionally, but some of those other students that you had talked about, if you feel that's correct too.
Anyone else?
Thank you.
Thank you. Speaker Pratt.
Thank you. Well, I would agree with the comments made so far, and I don't know, you know, who wants to continue to, like, who's going to take the charge to maybe continue to work on that. But I agree with the comments made by Congresswoman Goodfox for sure, as far as like, I use my GI Bill, and at the time, you know, like, kind of sometimes, fortunately, unfortunately, so I was able to qualify for some Pell because of my income at the time when I was got all the military. And so actually what majority of my GI Bill paid for was my rent. So because all that a lot of times is not factored in the expenses, the traveling expenses. So while we're addressing, you know, inflation regarding food, and then, you know, just the overall cost of living for adults and our employees, you know, the children have those same types of expenses and worries. So not only, so like in my case, you know, I still help my adult children, and so I've got to worry about the costs of everything right now with small children still in my home. And then on top of trying to help my older children who are, you know, still in college, and help them as well with their expenses, because I really want my children, you know, to, while they're in school, because I had a hard time while I was in school, you know, to not have like disposable income to do things, and I didn't have family sending me money, you know, to do anything. And so I had to rely on scholarships to be able to have that additional income. And so that's kind of where I'm at, because I do support that, you know, because that is something that the children are experiencing as well. Thank you. And Chairwoman, I have permission to step out really quick. I've got to do a doctor's appointment.
Okay. Anyone else? Congressman Walker?
I agree with what basically everything is said, including your remarks. I don't see this, and I'm not saying that you're saying this, but I don't see this as giving to those that are more fortunate and not to those that are less fortunate. Congressman Potts's comments are compelling, and they are applicable to the decision and what's at hand. We are bringing the research universities up to the tuition level. The other universities are above them. It seems reasonable to me that we go ahead and pass this and take the time and look at what we can do to career techs and trade schools and other higher education opportunities out there. But I don't see that as a reason to vote no on this bill. Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Brandy.
Yes, thank you. Good morning, everyone. It's good to see you guys on the camera. So I just been listening in, and I currently have a daughter who is actually at an associate's degree college, you know, at a community college, and she, you know, has received her scholarship from Osage Nation, and it has covered tuition above and beyond. And so I can say I'm a witness to that. I get to see that. And so, and I think that it is fair, and I'm glad that Congressman Potts is bringing that to us and for, so that our kids that are going to go to those universities have the same, they're treated the same, as in we're going to meet their needs at the tuition level. And I'm glad that we are talking about trade schools or technical schools, all the different types of certificates that you can get out there to improve oneself. Doesn't always have to be at the level of a university or a community college. And I mean, all of us probably keep up on, you know, the trends of, you know, people going to college, people not going to college, choosing trade school instead. And, you know, there's a big push for trade schools, of course, right now, because the workforce, well, all the workforce because of the pandemic, but I mean, before the pandemic, even there was a big push, you know, that trade schools, there's nothing to be, it doesn't mean any less. It doesn't mean you're any less if you choose to go to a trade school. And so, I'm excited that we are going to start looking at that and getting some numbers and finding out, you know, are we meeting the needs of these educational endeavors for trade schools and technical schools like we are meeting the needs for tuition at universities and colleges. So thank you, Congressman Fox, and I appreciate the comments, Congresswoman Goodfox, and everybody else's comments. And I do support this legislation, and thank you for indulging me.
Anyone else? Chair, I'll entertain motions.
Madam Chair.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to make a motion to report ONCA 21-106 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second.
Motion on the floor with a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Chair.
Yes.
Caitlin. That would be due pass as amended because you guys did amend it at the September 30th meeting. And that was an amendment that changed the effective date.
Can the motion be restated to be accurate?
So stated.
Is there a second? Motion on the floor with a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 No opposed. Motion carries. Next item on the agenda is consideration of ONCA 2201, an act to authorize and appropriate $626,180 to the Head Start and the matching grant fund for Head Start, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. You have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to make a motion to postpone ONCA 2201 to the call of the chair. Okay.
call-in number? One of us called her on the phone.
Put it in the cup.
Yeah. We're used to
seeing that.
Yeah. What was that last motion?
Sorry. What if we just called her? We used to do it. In a cup.
Brandon?
Wash calm.
Is it Brandy?
Yeah.
Back on.
We're good. Can the motion be restated?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to make a motion to postpone ONCA 2201 to the call of the chair.
Second for discussion.
Discussion. Go ahead.
So I'd like to ask the sponsor, Congressman Potts, is this an attempt to kind of look into the future and see if Head Start is still an option going forward at some other point in time? If you could be just, you know, explain to us again, and I know you have in the past, but maybe we have new listeners, and just tell them the intent of the reason why you're wanting to postpone.
Madam Chair.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Congressman Tillman, and that's correct. We have been over this bill a few times. The reason for postponing it today is simply because I still don't believe that it's ready to move out. So without rehashing that, my preference is that it would be here in committee where we can continue to work on it if we'd like. But my expectation is that it doesn't go anywhere.
Congressman Tillman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And is this a bill, Congressman Potts, that, because I know how Chair Goodfox, you know, she likes her committee plate empty at, you know, at the end of session, and I know she's been passionate about that, and for reasons why I understand. So if we postpone, it stays where it is. If we postpone indefinitely, that would mean that you would have to refile the bill going into the next session. And what are the advantages or disadvantages of that?
Well, I will speak to that. This bill's going to die at the end of the session because we're going to change over from one Congress to the next. So anything that's left in this committee, just sitting around with no action, no movement, no vote, goes away anyways. That's just the way that it will work from, because we're ending this Congress. So I think a matter of opinion. I'm of the opinion, put it on the floor. We've put this on the floor. This exact same bill was put on the floor and it was voted down. So to leave it in committee, to me, knowing that it's going to go away, is, you know, with all due respect, it doesn't make any sense to me. So I would like to put it on the floor and let your members decide if they're going to vote it up or down. That's my preference. So, go ahead.
Sorry. I can echo that. I would agree that it didn't make sense to vote on it the first time. It wasn't ready. We didn't do the work on it in committee. We just voted on the idea of Head Start. So there's numbers, there's research that goes into it, there's research that I've done that goes into this. I'm not trying to overcomplicate the issue. My understanding is the same as Congresswoman Goodfox. This bill will die at the end of session. Let it die. I'm not trying to be controversial here. I'm just saying let's leave it where it is and go on down the road. It doesn't make sense to vote it out to let it die on the floor. It's not ready. If we vote it out to get it on the floor, it could pass. I don't know. I don't know the intent of the rest of my colleagues, but I do know that the bill is not ready. So we either need to stay in committee and work on it to get it ready to vote, or postpone and let it die, which is the motion I've made.
Congressman Walker.
Any more discussion about this bill or moving it to a vote or anything else, it's going to die a natural death, is a waste of my time. It's my opinion.
Motion to call for the question.
Congresswoman, or Speaker Pratt.
I apologize that I had to jump on an online doctor's appointment real quick. Can I, before you all vote, can I have a
withdrawal.
We'll recap real quick.
To postpone ONCA 2201 to the call of the chair.
Which I'm guessing is Head Start?
Yes.
Okay. May I ask what were, Congressman Potts, you mentioned something that's not ready. What is, can I have a recap on that?
Madam Chair.
Kenny.
Go ahead.
The numbers in this bill are not ready. We received information from Head Start prior to closure at the end of almost a year and a half, 2 years ago at this point, that it would require no money to continue to operate our Head Start facilities. They were willing to waive the match requirement altogether. I don't know if that offer still stands. I have not been in communication with them recently, but I know that the numbers in this bill currently are not correct, which is why I've made a motion to postpone.
We're still in discussion. There's a motion on the floor with a second. Caitlin, go ahead and do a roll call vote, please.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon. Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Fox.
No.
And Congressman Tillman.
Yes. Motion passes. Next item on the agenda is ONCA 2123, an act to make the educational and vocational programs already available to Osage Nation employees, also available to members of the Osage Nation, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. You have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. At this time, I'd like to make a motion to postpone ONCA 2123 to the call of the chair.
Second.
Motion on the floor and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed? Say no. No. Motion passes. Next item on the agenda is adjournment.
So
without objection, we're adjourned. Mm-hmm.